This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, what's up? It's time for the club.
I forgot about Space Force.
Knew that. Yeah, is Space Force still a thing, or did they cut that?
I assume.
Are we still doing that?
I think we're still doing it, right? Space Force! I'm looking
at Space Force!
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still a thing?
2019, man.
Space 2019? Force.
It's been around since 2019.
Oh.
So.
Great.
Yeah, Space Force. I don't know anyone in the Space Force.
I haven't read about it once.
No.
Like, what's it? What are they doing out there?
I don't know. They're defending space. It says it's tasked with protecting U.S. and allied interest in space in the space domain, and providing space capabilities to joint forces.
Tua Tag Ovalia.
Said it's a department of the Air Force, but it's distinct and separate service.
I have Sidney Sweeney news for you.
Right.
Well, actually, it's not news.
You mean the mid Sidney Sweeney?
Mid? Who thinks she's mid?
My gal. All the gals are upset that Sydney Sweeney is now the hottest thing on the planet, so everyone has to look at her and be like,
she's not even that pretty.
She's not that pretty. She seems very mid. Meanwhile,
every
guy's like, oh my God.
The thing about her is she's super hot,
yeah.
But she also hasn't really done a whole lot, and that probably pisses people off, namely women.
Yeah, famous for being
hot.
Because
guys don't care.
No.
A hot's a hot. I don't care.
Well, she was in, Euphoria, White Lotus.
Yeah. Oh. And that's about it.
And more importantly, for guys, she geared down, and that was enough for guys.
And that's probably another thing that is in the BTJ's bonnet right there.
Yeah. Believe me. The amount of times that Sydney Sweeney has come up or popped up in my house, and immediately, without question, I have to get one of these, I don't get it. And then you look at me, and I'm like, really? You can't figure that out, can you? I'm like, oh, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I'm guessing for some women, I'm not saying this is true of the BTJ, but I'm guessing that for some women, it is jealousy of, you know, you look pretty good. You do a couple shows and a movie.
Yeah.
You're not that great of an actress. As a matter of fact, you kind of suck at it.
But you got a great rack.
But you got, that's right. And you just show it off, and all of a sudden you're rich and everybody loves you. And that's probably pretty frustrating for women who are like, oh, I want to do that. But, I could do that.
Well, I got into this. So she was trying to throw the Sydney Sweeney at me, and I was like, dude, you love Jason Momoa. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, he's the same thing.
That is perfect.
He can't act.
That is so
true. Dude, he's terrible.
Not very talented.
Not very talented.
Gorgeous.
Seems kind of dumb, but is like the most beautiful man on the planet. And you'll watch. I think she's watched Aquaman 17 times just to see Jason Momoa.
It's not because the screenplay was good?
No. If you've actually seen him attempt to act, it's brutal. But no one cares. Sydney Sweeney and Jason Momoa are the same person. They're just flipped genders.
So,
same thing.
When we get back, I'll tell you what's going on with our girl.
I know. We have a lot of dumb, made-up controversies in this country to get us to hate each other. This is right up near the top.
Well, I'm not even talking about that. You're talking about the jeans thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's whatever. I just want to tell you a little bit about what she says about her success.
Okay.
because I read an article on her today and I thought it was pretty interesting.
Oh, was she okay? I'm intrigued.
Was she what?
Was she like
hot? Yes.
Well, was she honest about
yes.
her?
Okay. 100%.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, it is refreshingly honest.
The I don't remember what her name is, but Ron Howard's daughter is a thing now. And she was in Ron Howard's daughter is Bryce Dallas Howard. And then I think he has another daughter that was in Stranger Things as well. And both of them were like...
Oh, yeah. Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah.
She was... What was she in?
She's been in a ton of stuff. She's just like...
Familiar, but
you get
I can't.
Her confused with Jessica Chastain because they're the same person. But I think both of his daughters, they were like when they were doing the whole... I can't think of the term for it. When your dad gets you a job.
Nepotism.
Nepotism.
Nepo babies.
Yeah, and both of them were like, yeah, 100%. Like, I would like, and they're like, I like to think that, like, I've earned my keep here. But yeah, like, we know why we got these jobs. We know, like you think that I just, Tom Hanks's kid did that too, Colin? He was like, yeah, he's like, I work hard, but he goes, I'm not dumb. I understand why I got my foot in the door. There's nothing more insulting than when the celebrity kid is like, my dad, being the producer and star of this movie, had nothing to do with me getting this job. In fact, I told him I didn't want the job just because I'm your son. Just admit it. There's nothing wrong with being like, hey, I'm super hot, and I lean into it.
All right, so we'll have Sydney Sweeney talk next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, so talking about Sydney Sweeney.
All right. Those jeans ads.
We all got chubs over here.
Well, that's usually not, I mean, look.
By the way, she's from Spokane.
I didn't know that. Let me state for the record, to say that someone's not your type, I'm not privileged enough to necessarily have a type. Like, I'm going to be, I love that. It's like, well, it's not really my type. I'd say that the buxom blonde is usually not what I would say is my favorite. But come on.
She's everybody's type.
She's everyone's type. There's nothing worse than that guy that's like, you know, Julie Roberts is pretty, but, you know, doesn't really do anything for me. Oh, stop it. Like, Sydney Sweeney, like, I tend to, that just isn't what I traditionally would say is my favorite. But, dude, there's no one, objectively, that would look at her and be like, meh, meh.
So she's doing that American Eagle ad campaign, and, of course, that has sparked controversy.
Yeah, because apparently now we're all neo-Nazis if you like American Eagle jeans and Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that
it's like a eugenics thing.
It's
so
dumb. I don't really even know what they're complaining about. I think just that they're promoting
good.
You're born white and hot,
yes.
You're like
they're saying I have good. I like good genes, and I have good genes. And people are like, well, you're blonde with blue eyes. Therefore, you're saying that's good genes,
right?
Oh my God, that's so dumb. So if they did that with an Asian person, or they did it with a black gal, and they were like, I have good genes, we'd be like, this is ridiculous. She's blonde, and blue-eyed with big uptops. Is she supposed to say that those are terrible jeans? And it's an ad for jeans.
I was going to say, well, yeah, that's the whole thing. It's the play on the word.
Yeah, it's a cheeky, jeans. Like, wink,
but,
wink.
American Eagle's stock is up over 10% since that ad campaign came out.
When's the last time you thought about American Eagle? And now it's like, well, this should take a second look.
Well, she's everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think that I find this interesting, this element of Hollywood where actors and actresses are doing more endorsements now than ever before.
Yeah.
Like you're seeing, like for one that comes to mind is Henry Winkler.
Yeah.
Like that guy's doing every
his
product under the
sun. My eyes are very important to me.
I mean, he's on everything.
Yeah.
And I've heard him talk about why he did that. He's like, dude, this is where it's at now.
Yeah.
You want to reinvent. A lot of these agents and publicists and business managers are taking these sort of personalities who maybe aren't.
They're not doing much right now.
Jennifer
Coolidge.
Or they're older. Exactly. Coolidge is a great one. And they're putting them in these ad campaigns, and they're absolutely
blowing up
and reinventing their careers. So Sydney Sweeney is an ambassador for 6 labels, and she is kicking ass for each and every one of them.
That soap she did sold out in like 8 seconds.
Well, she sold her – it was soap made with her bathwater.
Yes.
And she leaned right into it. She's like, yeah, it's kind of weird, but, guys are going to pay for it. I'll do it. Whatever.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Dr. Squatch.
So she does Bay, which is an antioxidant-infused wonder water.
Of course.
She does Armani Beauty. Mm-hmm. She does something called Miu Miu, which is bags and shoes, or I don't know.
Sure.
She does Hey Dude Loafers.
Loafers?
Yeah, she's in their ads. She does a Korean skincare brand called Laneige.
Okay.
And she does a hair care brand called Kerastase or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
None of those brands.
I don't know.
Yeah. But she does them all.
And is rocking.
And she says, yes, she's kicking ass for all of them. And they asked her about it in this article that was published about her. And she said she has to take those gigs because, and I'll just read you her quote. She said, quote, "If I just acted, I would not be able to afford my life in L.A. Mm. She goes, I take these deals because I have to. Yeah. They don't pay actors like they used to. And with streamers, you no longer get residuals. So in the story, it says that the median actor wage in the United States, you know what it is?
I'm guessing it's very, very thin.
$20.50 an hour.
Yeah. And that's a little disingenuous because obviously she's in bigger things, but
100%.
I think people think when you're in Euphoria that you're making millions of dollars.
You're not.
It's an ensemble cast. I'll bet you she made, especially early on when she was a no one, dude, I bet she was making $20,000 an episode on Euphoria. And like to her point, that's obviously a ton of money, but it's not millions, and that's not, you're not doing 50 episodes.
Well, she's only done a couple of things. And like I said, she's not that great of an actress. It's not like she's in super high demand for her actress, for her skills. She says that after paying her lawyer, her agents, her publicist, and her business manager, it's more than her mortgage.
Yeah.
Like she cannot, I think she's being refreshingly honest here.
Yes.
And saying, look, I can't afford it in LA,
yeah,
but I got these nice bumpers on my chest, mm-hmm, and
I can make money.
She's pretty relatable. Like a lot of, she's kind of like a chameleon. Like if you want her sexy in an ad, of course she can be sexy, but she can also be a little bit down to earth or be funny about, you know, like, hey, dude, loafers. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know. That's a bit.
So she's pretty relatable, and she's just like, they said that she's got a great attitude about it. She really vets all these brands. Like, she doesn't just take anything, but mm-hmm, she does look into them and be like, okay, well, let's work together. She has ideas, and she's making a freaking career off of just being hot on these ads.
So I looked it up. So Euphoria was her breakout vehicle. She made $25,000 per episode, 13 episodes, $325,000. And then, again, she lives in California, so that's not $350,000. That's half of that. And then you mentioned she has to pay her agent, manager, publicist, lawyer. I mean, no one should be like, oh, my God, you only made $325,000. But you can see in L.A. and in Hollywood, yeah, dude, that's not Tom Cruise. You're not making $60 million there. Dude, if Dr. Squatch came to me, I'll bet you she makes 50 times doing the ads than what she does actually being an actress.
Now,
who can fault that?
Let's not feel too bad. She just bought a $13.5 million oceanfront mansion in Florida.
And I'm guessing she did that with money that she made from...
I think that's right.
These products. She didn't make it from Euphoria.
It's a nice house.
I bet. What movie has she been in?
She was in this really, really bad, rom-com flick. I can't remember the name of it.
Wasn't she recently in a bad horror movie as well? I think she was in a bad, we're stuck in the woods type movie.
Anyone but you.
Okay.
Isn't that what it was called?
Anyone but you.
Yeah.
So that's her highest...
Terrible movie.
So that's her highest payday so far.
And I mean terrible.
She made $2 million.
Off of that flick?
Off of that flick.
Yeah, pretty good.
That's good, but again... She is buying a $13 million house not off Anyone But You in Euphoria. She's buying the $13 million house off of...
Her bathwater.
Her bathwater and American Eagle jeans. And how could anyone falter for that? Look, we all work with what we got.
Pisses people off. Other people wish they could make money for being hot. It's jealousy.
Yes.
Or envy.
Yes. And that's what it is. It's like, we don't think you have a lot of talent, and all you are is hot, and I give you Jason Momoa, I give you Charlie Hunnam, I give you Henry Cavill.
Yeah. She's moving product, man.
Yeah. You think Henry Cavill got Superman due to his great acting chops, or the fact that the dude's got a jaw carved out of granite? I don't know. We just find jealousy is... Boy, it is still to this day the main driver when it comes to backlash.
Yeah, people.
Yeah,
it's
not that you have it so bad; it's that someone else has it better.
All right, have you combed the desert? I have Spaceball news.
I ain't found
big Spaceball news coming up next. But first, let's go to Buck with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.